This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the big legacies of the pandemic so far, anyway, is that more people are working from home. Less common, so far, anyway, is something a bit more radical, not working. Or, more accurately, not working a full five-day week while still getting full pay. Over in the UK, a six-month trial of the four-day work week has just wrapped up, believed to be the biggest study of its kind, 3,000 people in 70 different companies. The results aren't going to be published until February, but the anecdotal evidence is quite positive. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from the English Midlands.
Joe Dance rummages through the reeds next to a large lake looking for one of his favourite animals, the water vole.
I love voles. They're a very elusive creature. Not very many people have seen a water vole at all. They're very, very cute. I hope we get to see one today.
He's been helping here as a nature conservation volunteer now that his job takes only 4 days a week.
This is the kind of thing I've been doing on my Fridays off.
Joe's employer took part in the four-day week trial when Joe was offered the chance to earn his full salary working 1 day less a week. He, rather incredibly, hesitated.
You were a bit sceptical about this, weren't you? Why?
Purely because it's so ingrained in my brain and everyone else's brain, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. To make it work, how do we deliver the same amount of work but only in 4 days?
That was the key challenge of the trial, to increase productivity by a whopping 25% to make up for the missing day. So how did the trial go for Joe's employer, the Tyler Grange consulting firm?
Well, it's been a fairly incredible success. I mean, we're making more money.
The boss, Simon Ursel, says it went so well he's made the arrangement permanent.
It's been quite an eye-opener at just how much you can get done if your whole business is really focused on trying to get 5 days' work done in 4 days.
He says his staff of 80 completed 1% more work in 20% less time by holding fewer meetings and making them shorter, by organising the week more carefully. The workforce, he says, has been galvanised by the prize of a three-day weekend.
That gives everybody an incredible sense of purpose and this incredible gift, which is time.
This small firm, called Five Squirrels, is another of the 70 companies taking part in the trial. It designs, manufactures and markets skincare products. Founder and CEO Gary Conway says the four-day week has been a rip-roaring success in retaining and recruiting staff in a tight labour market and in making money.
Revenue's up by 40%, retention's still 100%, nobody's left. Recruitment's become a lot easier. And generally, people just seem to be much, much happier.
The increase in productivity here has been extraordinary. One factor, says Conway, is what he calls deep work time, 2 two-hour periods each day when staff focus exclusively on their own task in hand.
We switch off our emails, we switch off the phone, we switch off personal phones, we switch off Teams and all other communication devices, just so therefore we can get into that work.
A laser-like focus that doesn't sound much fun, but one member of the 14-strong workforce, Jade Panyar, says no one here is complaining.
So far it has been like really, really nice because we have like the three-day weekend and we've got more time to relax, so it works pretty well.
She's taken up painting on her day off. Other workers in other firms in the trial have learned to sail and to horse ride. Gary Conway is learning to play the piano.
Which has been quite a challenge, which I've nearly quit about 5 times, but I'm persevering.
He's confident he'll profit from the four-day week as a businessman, if not as a pianist. At the Five Squirrels Company in Brighton, England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.